Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 5, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. All right, it is Monday. Mundane Monday, or what y'all gonna call it? Marvelous Monday, or I'm gonna call it another Monday. Because we still here, not at the bank where we should be. Ray, there's a whole lot of noise. Whole lot of noise.
Okay, got it.
There we go. Thank you, sir. Okay, so let's get started all over again then. All right, any news? Anything go out over the weekend?
Yes, we had a Friday night update. Let's see, U.S. banks have been in meetings throughout the day. Interest and excitement is at an all-time high. New rates are showing. Dinar, $3.91. Dong, $2.27. Real, unbelievably high at this time, so I wouldn't even quote the rates. Rupiah, $1.08. Afghani, $2.39. No change from cents forever. And VIM, 11 cents up to 35 cents. They say the rates are very, quote, subject to change, end quote, and to make your appointment in a timely manner. And the Iraqi banks open at 1 a.m. Eastern, and rate changes were expected but not guaranteed. Stay cool, calm, and collected. That was the Friday night info.
Oh, anything else over the weekend?
Nothing else. No other updates.
Okay. Man, you know, the funniest thing about that, the first part of the update with the rates and everything else, I guess one of the other gurus did a call or did an update or something. I got it this morning, and it was your exact words right there. Exact words. That was their update. I died laughing. Do you think they really couldn't even just change it up or did something, but was your exact words, which was too funny.
Okay.
All right, so other than that, guys, what have we heard? We've heard that this should have been done and over with. We heard it was going to happen over the weekend. We heard that we should have 800 numbers Sunday night, be in the banks Monday. None of that happened. With the 800 numbers, we got an update on the five gurus who this is supposed to go to, who's supposed to get the 800 numbers. That didn't happen. What else do we hear? Anything? What we do know is they're still at the bank. Oh, go ahead.
That was it. Go ahead.
Oh, they're still at the bank, and we're still waiting. Tell you guys, I didn't really believe in Mondays anyway, which I haven't. I'd love to be wrong because I know they're doing weekend business. They'd rather do it on a Friday, included in the weekend, than do it on a Monday before they conclude their weekend business. I do know that. I did hear about a international exchange took place in another country, and I can tell you that the rate was 391. That did occur over the weekend, or prior to the start of the weekend, one or the other. So that's why everybody's expecting something today. And I know everybody was at every level was expecting at least the 800 numbers over the weekend if we didn't even get started. But here we are. There's still we are awaiting an update right now. We are having bank meetings, and unfortunately there was a conference call that's supposed to be occurring while we're doing this call. So we're waiting for an update from that so we can see where we're at. So other than that, Ray put the rates out there. They haven't changed since then to today. Which what did you say? One was unbelievably high. I couldn't believe that the person put that.
Yeah.
I mean, exact words too. And I was like, really?
Oh, really? Oh, you were reading somebody else's intel.
Yeah, somebody sent it to me. Yeah, they're up there with exact words. I'm like, God, they don't even change the word. Anyway, here we go. So we're standing in line. We're waiting for something to happen. They could finish the weekend's business. And we can see what happens by the end of the day, guys. That's all I can tell you. Or by tomorrow morning. But the banks are still there. They're still being sequestered in some locations. Still not answering the phones at other locations. And we're going to be all good. So exciting news. Okay. So this is what we're going to do real quick. Right? Unfortunately, guys. Ray, you got some music you can play?
Sure.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to think. Can I call? I want to make a phone call real quick. Well, you got all your lines tied up, huh?
Right.
Oh, so that ain't going to help. All right. All right, forget it. We'll just do it afterwards, I guess.
Okay.
All right, let's go with the Q&A.
Head in a blender. Tony,
head
do you
in a blender. Is that what right. you said?
Yep, head in a blender.
Okay.
Either he was being very creative or very mischief at the time he came up with his board name. Tony, do you feel that China devaluing their currency has more to do with the revaluation of countries' currencies or the trade narrative the media speaks of?
I think it's something that China always does when we're going back and forth with this trade deficit. It is something to do. Remember before I tell you guys in negotiating that people give and take, but more importantly, let me see, I gave you an example. Here, this is how it really works. So gas is at $3.30. And gas goes up to $4.20. And everybody complains. And then gas goes down to $3.50 and everybody celebrates. Why? Because they think they won, when in reality, they took the base from $3.30 to $3.50, which is what they wanted to do all the time. So they take it up higher and drop it down just to give you the perception that you won or you gained something when they're back there celebrating. They just don't even know we raised it up on them 20 cents anyway. And we only wanted 10 and got 20, okay? But that's the process. China does the same thing. They're smart. They see we just cut our rate. They can devalue because they know that's what we're against, only to what? Raise it back up and say, hey, there you go. We're playing the game. We raise it back a little bit. Calm down. We've seen it before. They constantly do it. We've seen it almost every administration. So, no, I don't really think it has anything to do with us at all. That was the question. I forgot. But it's China being China. It's not the first time they did it. Probably won't be the last time. All right, what's next?
THJ says, quick question. Only one 800 number or will there be the regional numbers?
I don't know if it's going to be one 800 number or it's going to be 5,800 numbers or it's going to be 500 800 numbers. Once we get it posted, we'll put it out. But we said, and what we were told, you have to call the 800 number that applies to your region, which would make me think, if that's their rule, there's going to be multiple 800 numbers if they apply to each region. If there was one 800 number, they wouldn't have to care about zone 1 through 12 or 15. Wouldn't be a factor at all. But we'll see what happens. Okay, right.
Let me see. A Gator B. I guess that's how that would be pronounced. Any word on the chance the Zim 10 trillion notes will be exchangeable?
Our people at Wells said they're exchanging all Zim notes. That's what they said. They're exchanging all Zim notes.
All right. Big gun.
Here's the only thing that we have different with the Zim, guys. The 500 million, right, Ray?
Yeah, all right. Don't believe that crappy.
All right. The 500 million, though, if you have those, it could turn out to be the most valuable note. That's it. So we'll see. All right, what's next?
Big Gun 505 says, does the first mouse idea still hold true? Yeah.
Okay. Well, we went over that a week ago or 2 weeks ago and said that there's no NDA, so nobody has to be concerned with the NDA, that if you want to get the contract rates, it's first come, first serve for contract rates. So if that's your goal, which should be everybody's goal now that there's no NDA or no federal NDA, there's just a bank NDA, which you need to sign. Everybody should be trying to get the contract rates. What do you have to do to get the contract rates? Multiple banks now have told us what you have to do is ask for the contract rate. So everybody should be going in to get that. Now, if you choose, I don't want to sign an NDA or something, even with the banks for some reason, which doesn't make any sense to me, then yes, the rate should go up. It's already gone up from the 365, it was 3 weeks ago, to 391 as of Friday. So should it climb higher once it hits 4X? Yes, it should. So I'm not interested in contract rates. Don't be the first mouse because it's going to get better. And then it's going to get better. That's the only way it can apply. Okay, what's next, Jay?
All right, Sunstar says, Tony, any news you can share from your Canadian contact?
Nope. I haven't heard anything from them all weekend.
Any news on the new Iraqi coins being released by the banks to the vendors and the citizens?
They are in the ATM machine is what I have.
Ray ran any homework assignments for us TNT dinar holders? You won't do them, so that's why I stopped coming up with assignments. I'll give you an assignment. You see who does this and gets back with me on the training call. I gave it to open mic. Only one person responded that I can recall. So here's your assignment for the TNT dinar holders. Add up all of your medical-related expenses, all of your insurance premiums, health insurance, life insurance, dental insurance, in case I lose my job insurance, all of those different types of insurance premiums, add all of that up, and add up your cell phone bill. And whatever that total amount comes to, get with your tax preparer that did your 2019 taxes, or 18 if you haven't done 19 yet, and tell them to subtract that number from line 7 on your 1040, and then see what the end result would be. And we'll, if the RV doesn't happen before Sunday, then on the wrap session call, or we may even talk about it before then. If we need to have a special call on it for the TNT members, I'll do a special call for you so we can go over those results and see how that may apply in your future. So that's a good assignment. Let's see how many do that. Okay, Vince Webb says, you had made a comment some time ago that some people didn't want so many millionaires all of a sudden. How does that idea seem now?
No, I said they don't want simple billionaires is what they don't want. And again, that's the one thing I didn't get. I wanted to get the information again or update on how much you could get on the contract rate under each currency. That's what I was waiting for. I didn't get that. I wanted to get an update. But I don't see any reason for them to change their mind, even though the Treasury has dropped out of the NDA. So we'll have to wait till we get those updates.
Okay.
Good question, though. I should write that down, which I am right now.
Indeed.
Again. Good.
TNDR says, are your mentions of bank managers that were not hearing much about this, but now seeing it is real, and upper management being concerned of big leaks of info and many staff quitting, a driver to get the show on the road as big a concern as you seem to imply about a week ago?
Well, I don't know that I implied that it was a reason to get the show on the road except to me, because it obviously isn't to them, or they would have gotten it on the road already. Are there people already quitting? They're seeing that this is real. Some have. Are there people buying the Dinar bank employees now who didn't buy it before? Absolutely, some have. And are they going to have to deal with that? Yes, but like I said, that's on them. So I don't see that changing now that we've gone down the road and they're actually seeing people get paid. And like I told you guys on Friday, there are some banks that are actually putting up signs and telling people, you know, you got this much, do this or that much, you know. So it is what it is, and they'll figure it out. All right. Who's next?
Okay. Mustard Seed says, does Iraq waiting to change its currency's international rate save Iraq money, or is it costing the country? How long can they legally export goods at a digital $3.91 rate, but import and pay local wages at a program rate?
I have no idea. I have no answers to your question. They've been doing it this long, so I guess they can hide it as long as it takes. I mean, that's the only answer I can tell you. I'm not going to make up anything to tell you. Nobody knows that answer. Well, we know the exact date and time that the RV was going to be announced. Go ahead.
Okay, Mustard Seed also says, we are in London, loving your work.
Thank you. Appreciate you. All right.
Samadhi says, it seems we should buy a new laptop for security and online banking on the way home from the exchange. Would it be safe to continue to use our same computer instead?
I'm not a computer expert or safety guy. People get hacked all the time, go to different sites. I said my plan was to buy a laptop that I use strictly for my bank account. It will never, ever go to any other site than my bank. So I will never answer an email on it, go look at an ad, do anything where any cookies or anything could be planted on that computer. It's strictly for my bank. That's what I intend to do. What's next?
Live callers are next. First one on the line, 865. Here it is.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate good morning to you, and good afternoon to Ray. Appreciate your steadfastness in continuing these calls for all these many years and the like. Curious to know, I too was intrigued with the definition of unbelievably high on the real rates. Would you say that they're in that same range, holding steadfast, or have they gone even higher?
I have not received an update since Friday.
Okay, fine enough. I will be happy with an unbelievably high rate. That was a very interesting description for that.
I don't believe it's going to be true.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell, as some wise person always tells us. Time will tell.
That is true.
There was something that was said in passing here of contract rates, the cap on each currency. Have there been any additional currencies added to that list where there might be caps for those going after contract rates?
No, hasn't been anything additional. I was just trying to get an update, see if it changed or if it had been lifted.
Okay. So still the same ones that you had told us several months back, correct?
So far, yes.
Okay. Are your sources as puzzled, exasperated as we are in terms of why this hasn't popped as yet? Have they expressed their opinions on this or just say, well, that's the way it is? You know, it's a wreck.
To be, I don't think they're as puzzled as we are. And I'll tell you guys, we actually got an update during the call. That's why I wanted to go, being ready to go make a call, because I wanted to get the details, but we were unable to do that. So we're going to get the details after the call. And no, they remain excited.
Okay, good enough. Well, we remain excited as well. This, who knows, this may well be the last pre-RV call that you guys do. 10 days from now will be our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. Looking forward to doing that. And again, thank you guys for all that you do for us. We sure appreciate it. You guys are great. Thanks again.
All right.
Marvelous
Thanks.
Monday.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Oh, there we go. Marvelous Monday. Have a great day.
Our money coming to us Monday. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Like that, too.
Talk to y'all later. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. 707. Eric, you are on.
Good morning, you guys. Thank you. I just have a question regarding your thoughts about every time we get real close to the RV happening, we seem to have a realm of shootings going on. Do you guys have any thoughts on if or not, whether or not that may have any effect on these things being delayed?
I don't think it has any effect, any relation at all to the RV. None whatsoever. None.
Well, I appreciate your comment on it. It just seems so coincidental, you know, that the closer we get to the end game with the RV, the more shootings we seem to get. And I just have a fear for that.
Okay, let me tell you this so everybody understands it. It has absolutely nothing to do with the RV, and I don't really want to even give these idiots airtime or breath to discuss what they're doing, because it's nothing to affect the world. It's something affecting this country. So, but let's not talk about that today, all right? Because people are going through stuff. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for your thoughts.
All right.
Bye-bye. 281, area code.
Hey, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hey there,
Boo. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today? I'm working
I'm
hard.
Super fantastic. That's what you're not doing, or you wouldn't be on this phone lollygagging. But go ahead.
Look, I'll do anything to give this job up. Shoot, I'm tired of this foolishness. I'm ready to move on. I got a multitask while it has not happened. So, well, I have some questions, nothing major, but I just wanted to know, so since the federal government is not, in your opinion, since they're not going to be the one to, I guess, monitor the NDAs for us, do you, some what they would have put in place, do you think it's probably the wording in the documents would be different now since the bank have taken it over? They probably put their own language in there. Do you feel?
We've already had NDAs with their own language. And yes, I think it'll be their own language, what they're concerned with. And each bank's NDA may be different.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to get to. Since it's not one standard by the U.S. Treasury or whomever would have put that out, would each bank be different? And I'm just wondering. Okay. So that means we really, really going to have to make sure we, you know, because if we go to one bank and they tell us or discuss it, they probably, well, we probably wouldn't be able to read it or anything anyway, just in case we change our minds as we negotiate. And we get to the end of the conversation, we may not want that particular deal they're trying to give us. So we wouldn't see the NDA until we agree that we're going to take the deal that they're giving us, and then they'll show it to us, I'm sure. You think that's probably going to be how it is, I'm sure, in your opinion?
Well, it's going to be in the pile of paperwork. They're probably not
yeah.
going to expect you to sit there and read the whole thing. And if something is you agree with the contract in terms, you read it, go home, read it when you get home, and then apply it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to sit there and go through paragraph by paragraph because they're trying to get done. Now, again, what we did find out at some of the banks, at least, there will be three people in the process, in the room
mm-hmm.
with you, watching everything, verifying everything, signing off on all the documents. So maybe a little intimidating to some of you guys, but it's your money. Just because there's
right.
three people standing there doesn't make me you have to do anything. Just because
mm-hmm.
there's three people standing there talking to you, voicing things to you, and overpowering you, if you know what you went in there for, make sure that's what you come out with.
Right. So have they said recently how long they're giving us for our appointment, how much time they're allotting us? Because if we do, like myself, I'm going to want to read over that NDA before I sign anything. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, if
okay, so far 30, 45 minutes, probably people with the more money, the, you know, simple ones going in, going out,
mm-hmm.
it's probably going to
mm-hmm.
be, you know, 20, 30 minutes. Get the documents done, get the money counted. Same process, except for,
yeah.
if, you know, the more you have, the more perks they have to explain to you, the more opportunities you're going to have. That's all. But again, it's
mm-hmm.
just doing your change. It's a fine-tune
yeah.
thing at your next meeting with your wealth manager.
Okay. But you got to sign that NDA before you walk out of there on your first appointment, correct?
If you're going to walk out with money,
with a
and then you can agree
yeah.
to it, then you're going to have to sign that NDA. That's correct.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, I guess we'll see how much time we'll have when we get in there if we're taking the contract rate. So that should be interesting.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Be.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Thank
bye-bye.
You,
thanks. Bye.
619 area code. You're on.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, first of all, thank you guys for all that you've done in the many, many years. I've been on this call about 5 years now, and so you guys have offered a lot of great information. Tony, a couple of questions. Well, actually, I want to start with Ray. Ray, you once said that the type of trust you had was an irrevocable complex trust. Is that the one that you were wanting to use for this exchange? Just want to confirm
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay. So you like that style. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Hey, Tony, first of all, I think my Chargers are going to beat your Raiders, so just so you know that. But you haven't talked about your Raiders.
Ray, who next? Okay.
I'm just saying. So, hey, Tony, let me ask you this, and I'm not challenging you. I'm asking to understand, okay?
Okay.
If the government has not lowered the noms, but yet banks say, hey, we should start tomorrow or things are going to get released tomorrow, whatever, that seems to put the cart before the horse. You know, it just seems backwards. You would think, hey, we've released the lower denoms. We've announced it in the Gazette. Now it's a go. Why is it that you kind of put so much emphasis on the banks when the sources from the banks continue to be off in that, first of all, for years it's always been said no one knows the date or the time. But yet they come out and tell you, oh, it's happening this weekend. And once again, this isn't a complaint, it's just a statement. Once again, they've been off. And I know, you know, we've all been wrong, but why put so much emphasis on that? Help me understand that.
Okay, good. So the banks get directed memos on what to do and when to do it. They never have the exact moment in time. Nobody does. But they do give them a window and say, this is it, we're going this time. They don't control it any more than I control it. They're going by what they're being told by the U.S. Treasury. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what it does. I put emphasis on what the bank's doing because that's something you're concerned about. Now, I get it from if the banks tell me that, if, as I tell you before, my global trader says, hey, we got the memo, just like they did. If the market traders say, yep, we got the memo, and this is the time frame, and they're all giving in. My guy in Iraq says, this is what we're being told. If all those match, then I'd be like, okay, finally we're ready to go. And then we still don't go. So where is it going to come from? Now, as far as the lower denoms, if they put the lower denoms out today, how are they going to put them out? Everybody go exchange all your money for the lower denoms, but don't buy nothing the rest of the day. Don't buy nothing tomorrow. Don't buy anything next week because all those money you just gave your good money for is worthless because we didn't make the announcement. We were going to make it, but we didn't make it. So now everybody's walking around with worthless money in their pocket that they can't spend. Now, does it make sense to tell them about it, tell them how it's going to work, make sure the bank has a supply of them ready to go, make sure they're in the ATM, so as soon as we flip the switch, people can use the ATM cards and do it, but guess what? They don't have to have any money. I've walked around for days without a dollar in my pocket, but what I do have is four bank cards in my pocket. That's what I do have. Guess what they have? Cards in their pocket that the moment the rate changes, it changes on that card. Now they can go to point of sale like they do. They can go to the ATM, pull out lower denoms if they want to. They can sit the internet and spend their money, and the rate changes all instantly because that's how it's going to happen. They're not going to give us 2-3 days notice by putting the lower denoms out all over the street and then waiting to make the announcement when now the whole world can see their lower denoms, see their coins, see everything else, figure out the rate, and now everybody rushing by all the dinar they can buy. That's not going to happen.
Well, I guess maybe the question I would ask is, you know, when you say, hey, this window of time, of what year?
Yep.
That seems to be the question. What year is this thing actually going to be released? Because, you know, it's been difficult to believe them when they continue to say. And then you have so many other people say no one knows the date or the rate, but yet these guys claim to say, oh, it's going to go this weekend. It just doesn't match. It seems totally against.
Nobody knows the date or the rate. I tell you that all the time.
Well, then,
but are people given a window of time? Because somebody has to give them a window of time. It just doesn't happen. Now, whoever it is, whoever those two people or three people who are actually going to say go, or that one person, he's not going to tell 500 or 5,000, but he is going to say exactly what the bank memo told them on Thursday, why they called our guy in on Friday. Call your people in, get the count, get them ready to go. That's what they did at Friday's meeting. They told people to bring their money in. They counted it. They explained the process to them, exactly how it was going to work, gave them their benefits, and said, be on a moment's notice. Moment's notice from this point on, because that's what yesterday's memo told us to do, because we're ready to go. That's what the banks have been doing. Again, they're just as tired and frustrated as we are, but when they get the information, we pass it on. This is where we're at. Unfortunately, that's the reality of things. When we look at Iraq, they tell them the same thing. This is the time frame. Now, in Iraq, and I can tell you guys, they expected it Saturday morning. They were told midnight it was going to happen on Saturday. Midnight. Saturday at midnight, it did not happen. Sunday, it was not there for the world to see. But I can tell you internationally, treating everyone, it has already occurred.
Hey, last question, Article 8. Can you confirm if they are Article 8 or are they still not confirmed?
No, I can't confirm because I don't see anything saying that they are. I know people are assuming they are, and because the IMF removed all the restrictions on the currency on Friday when it was, people want to say that now they're Article 8 compliant. But I don't know that the fact that they have to complete the RV itself, make the change the exchange rate before they become fully compliant. They were able to because they said they removed all restrictions from the currency. All restrictions is what it said. So now, do something.
Well, hey, guys, you guys have been a great, lot of information. Appreciate you. You guys have done a lot of hard work and sacrifices from your families, and can't thank you enough. So thanks for taking the time to answer my questions.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
303 area code. You are on.
I believe that is me, the Crazy Mountain Man.
Okay.
Okay, Mountain Man.
I never did get a thank you note from you, Tony.
For?
The chocolate-covered Rocky Mountain oysters.
Well, it's because I never got them.
Oh, come on.
And what would you want me to do with them anyway? That's right. Because
I
surely
just wanted you to
eat
them and tell me what your reaction was.
Well, that's not going to happen. Well, my reaction is that's not going to happen. So, okay.
Well, I'm glad to know that I ought not to send you the second batch.
Okay.
The question is having to do with a report. And, you know, reports are reports. But is there any substance to the report that the ZIM notes will retire worthless on the 17th of August?
Well, let me see. I haven't seen any documentation. Nobody's seen any proof of that. And somebody just put it out as far as I know. Not one bank has told me that at all. Not one committee member has told me that. Our Treasury contact has not told me that. Our global traders have not told me that. So where it came from, I don't know. The fact that they're going to give you 5 or 6 days to bring in all your currency or ZIM notes and then make it worthless sounds like a worthless idea to me.
Well, I agree with you, and I was hoping beyond all hope that that's exactly what you would say. So thank you very much. And with that, I am with the 404 lady saying, you know, 10 days from today or whenever, we'll have our lovely get-together.
All right. Hey, I'm ready.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. All the best, and thank you for all you do. Bye.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye.
360 area code, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, sir. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Well, I sensed a bit of frustration in earlier calls, which, boy, we mentioned that seems to be time and time again, the idea of don't quit your day job, just keep going forward until we get those 800 numbers, and then it's all going to be fine. I know it's easy sometimes to fall into that negative, but especially this weekend I was thinking about, because I took a trip up to Victoria, Canada, and rode across the Strait of Juan de Fuca on a ferry, and it was like glass over and back. And I kept thinking to myself, if you stop seeing the miracles that are around you on a daily basis, it's going to make it much more difficult to appreciate it after this has happened. And so I think it needs to be said over and over and over until it actually sticks in some folks, that the idea that every day is a blessing, as we know from the tragedies that have happened, that you cannot keep expecting and fail to appreciate the goodness that you have in each and every day. And I say that as an experience that I've tried to force myself into at every opportunity, because that way I don't get frustrated that it hasn't happened yet. I anticipate with great enthusiasm the tweet that says, TNT super fantastic, get on the phone, have a pencil, because we got numbers. And I think that will be the moment where the dream really begins to take on a different perspective for all of us. So I share that with people just because I'm 70 years old. Now, do I have room for growth? I hope so. I believe my greatest deeds are in front of me. And I think that we all need to focus on that concept, because life, as we now know and we see it over and over again, can be fragile and unexpected. Changes can happen such that it's altered and we're never the same. And it's a hard or a bitter pill to swallow, but I think it's necessary for us so we don't have a heart attack, we don't have a stroke, we don't have that stuff. So, that being said, my central focus seems to be with, and it was brought up earlier about the Chinese manipulating their things in response to the trade wars and stuff like that. That seems to me to be kind of a dog and pony show on the side, all the distractions and all of that. But what I am wondering is that if the UST is really got their finger on the button that says this is going to happen, then we are indeed faced with having to wait for them to do that. Is would you say that the final button has to come from them?
The final button has to come from them, and has for years. As I said, Iraq has always attempted to redo this several times, tried to get this done for the growth of their country, for the money, even if it was for more corruption. They have tried to get it done. UST has stopped it every time. So that has been the button. But even now that we see IMF announcing that all restrictions have been removed from their currency, then this time when they say they want to go, maybe it will go. I'll tell you guys, it is still scheduled to go. I mean, it's on schedule to go. So we just got to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, the fact that we don't know the schedule really has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Because as we were told, Saturday at midnight, you know, over the weekend, banks anticipating it. 800 numbers were supposed to come out Sunday night, and first appointments were supposed to be this morning. So that's where they were at in their mindset. Didn't happen, doesn't mean it's not going to happen tomorrow. Doesn't mean it didn't happen today.
Right. Well, Optimistic Ray and General Tony, I hats off to you. And if Danny comes in on the call later, just be sure and remind him that the ED doc suggested that he keep breathing because it'll be better if he does.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
514 area code. You are on.
Yes. Hi, Tony and Ray. This is your friendly Canadian listener. I've been listening to you guys. It must be a good 10 years now. And certainly appreciate all the information that you give us and the hard work that you do gathering that information and the roller coaster that you guys are personally on with respect to the information that you get not panning out. Just wondering, trying to sit here and wonder why in the world you guys don't have the 800 numbers yet. And, have the bankers finished processing their best customers and their families and friends and whoever else that they are, actually making money from by doing those things? Are they finished doing those things? Have those things been happening over the weekend and maybe even earlier today? That's one thing. And the other thing that crosses my mind are the geopolitical events that happen across the world, and particularly in the Middle East. I'm still very much looking at Iran and the United States really putting pressure on them so that they, in quotations, behave and not cause trouble around the world. And maybe they have a way of being able to process the Iraqi dinars that they do possess through a third or fourth party or whatever, making them really liquid, which the United States wouldn't want. So I think that geopolitical events may possibly be running this whole thing, and that's why the U.S. Treasury perhaps has continued to put a halt on these things. I mean, to me, it's either Mnuchin, who's the Secretary of Mnuchin is the Secretary of Treasury, putting a halt on it, which probably just comes from Donald Trump, who obviously is ultimately in charge of this whole thing. So, perhaps you can answer the first part of my question first, and about the.
All right. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's answer the first part before I forget the second part. First part is they're still being sequestered, so, yes, they could still be doing transactions. They have not gone back to their regular banking locations, not all of them. Some have, some haven't. Some continue doing business, going through their people and letting other people know, I should be to you soon. But the fact they haven't released them, sent them back, they still haven't been in their house for over 2 weeks, locations, so we don't know. All right. They were expecting something over the weekend, so I suspect they were in place to do that and are in place to do that even now. Okay.
Right.
As far as that goes, they did have meetings on Friday. Again, memos came out for some of them, told them to start calling in the next group of people and just have them ready. They did not process them. They just went over the paperwork, over the procedures, verified the money that they had. They did that while they were there and then sent them back home, said, be on a moment's notice. We're going to come and complete this. So they've already started taking the next steps. to getting people processed as far as that is concerned.
So nobody is
liquid?
They
also had a meeting. Nobody's liquid. Nobody is liquid. They also had meetings, again, discussing it. And, again, I'll tell you guys in the morning, discussed the five gurus who were supposed to get the 800 numbers and how this thing was going to work. All that took place on Friday. Now, over the weekend, again, I have nothing else to call them but idiots, clowns. Guys, I know people in Reno. Been knowing them for years. I know the groups. I know group leaders. I know paymasters. Absolutely nobody got paid this weekend. I know that was put out to some of you guys. The Admirals group went again. They went nowhere. They're not going until we go. That's a known fact. And you're still going to get paid before they do because they have to go through paymasters. Nobody is liquid. Who keeps putting this mess out for you guys? So hopefully that answers that portion of your question. The second portion of your question, you guys have to look a little bit wider, a little bit higher. You have to open your eyes a little bit more and take in a global vision of what's occurring in Iran, in Iraq, in Germany, in Europe, China, and try and figure out how does all this fit in and what's the cause and effect of what's going on, and you'll see it. So I can tell you that Iran is doing what they're doing, you know, for a reason, whether we want to believe it or not. They're trying to survive. And when you get back into a corner, just like any wild animal, they're going to do whatever they have to do to get out of that corner once you back them in. If you give them a way out, they'll take it because they'll try and escape. But they get back in that corner, and they're going to do whatever they have to do. So whether we believe it or not, you'll look at, and there's an article out today for you guys to even read it. I'm sure I said it before, but I can say it right now because there is an article out today you can read. How much the Iran situation mirrors the Iraq situation before the Iraq war. Okay? If you really want to look at it. If you want to look at what you're talking about, Iran's the real. Hang on. I better wait and see if Ray sent me something first. Oh, no. Somebody else. The real is at an unbelievably high rate. As we're telling you, unbelievably high. But I didn't think it was going to go at all. But Friday, the banks were briefed that it is going to go, and it is going to revalue. Makes no sense to me, since we put all these sanctions on it and everything else, that we're going to now revalue it. And I will tell you, at a greater rate than the dinar, makes no sense. But maybe that's part of, you know, the whole punishment process. I don't know. Your money's great. You can't use it anywhere. Is Iran trying to figure out something else to do? Of course they are. And guess what? Some of our allies are agreeing with Iran. And they're doing so for a reason. Because there was an agreement in place. You know, and we're the only ones who backed out of it. The rest of them didn't. There's a reason for that, which I'm trying not to get political, but look at that area in that region. Guess what? They're trying to figure out a way to help Iran. Nobody's jumping up here trying to figure out a way to help us.
Because the Europeans are only interested in their profit margin. They've got all sorts of industries in Iran, all sorts of commitments.
What do you think the U.S. is interested in? What are we interested in?
We are interested in profit margin galore, you know.
Okay, everybody is, and they're actually even more than that, holding true to an agreement that they made. That's what they're doing, representing their country and what they agreed to. But even besides that fact, I mean, the whole area is going to change when the RRV occurs. Now, people already, yes, trying to get around the sanctions. Other countries are trying to get around the sanctions to work with Iran. Oil, gas, electricity. So expect those things to happen. Now, does all that stop the RV from happening? No, because it's going to happen anyway. Iraq needed their economy, and agreements that they have with all those other countries still have to occur. What I'm hoping doesn't occur is, and I don't think it will, because nobody's going to support it this time. Like when we went into Iraq, when they had nothing to do with 9/11, but we went into Iraq, why would we go into Iran? There's nothing
no way
to do. We're starving their country.
There's no way United States would go to Iran. It's not happening.
I wouldn't foresee it. It doesn't make sense to do it, but now they won't even have a conversation. They don't even want to talk. You guys are starving us to death. It's an economic war going on right now. But again, if you push them far enough in that corner or you starve people long enough, there's only one reaction they can have. But let's hope it doesn't get to that. So that's what's going on. Okay?
Even if it does, it's only going to be on a limited, on a very limited scale. It's never going to be any boots on the ground there or anything like that. That's what I believe.
It would never. It'd be worse than Afghanistan, but go ahead.
Right. I mean, but that's it. So we get back to the thing, the why in the world, we don't have our 800 numbers yet. Your guy who's sitting at the table or whatever, getting some information from the U.S. Treasury, has he got anything that you can relate to us that makes somewhat sense to us, that give us some sort of understanding that we are definitely in the game? And I hate to use the word imminent, but
there is nothing to give you other than me. I'm at the banks. I'm telling you what they're sitting down doing, what they're being told, what they're anticipating, what their memo they received Friday says. Treasury guys say we're waiting on a go. That's all there is. There's nothing else for me to tell you. There's no site for me to send you to. There's no document for me to print off and say, see, told you it's ready to go. None of that is going to happen.
Did they give you a timeline again?
I tell you, we expected it to be this morning. So I'm waiting to get information. I got a call at the start of the call, and I wanted to hang up and go get the information, but we couldn't do it because Ray's already on three-way. So I want to get the information after the call. They do have an update.
So I guess you're going to tweet it out to us.
I don't know. Depends on what he tells me.
Right.
I mean, it depends on how sensitive it is. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Anything at all from your Canadian source?
No. We tried to get a hold of them this morning. We did not get them. So.
Right. All right. I guess the only thing we can do is wait patiently. Wait patiently and just go about our lives and do what's most important to us in the moment. And
that's right. Understand it's coming.
Yeah, that's it. And again, I really, really appreciate the efforts that you guys do. I don't know how in the world you do it, but you do it. And we are very fortunate and blessed because of it. So I want to thank you again. And wish everybody well, and sorry to hear about the terrible, double horrible news in the United States. It's heart-wrenching watching it on television. It is just unimaginable, and, I hope there is some immediate closure for some of these people, a touch of that to give them a little bit of a sense of balance, because I'm sure these people are just so out of balance, it's unbelievable. So, Godspeed for these people, and the best of luck to all of us, and we can only go forward from here. That's it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. 916, area code, you are on.
916-317. Okay, I guess he fell asleep. 301 area code, you are on.
Thank you so much, Ray. Tony, the best to both of you. Good morning to you. Good afternoon. Tony, with regards to the rates that we've recently seen, the NAR at 391, Dong 227, etc., obviously that does not apply to the contract rate. So the question becomes, if you go in and seek after the contract rate and you do not get the highest contract rate of the 2850, are there any other levels between the 2850 and the 391, speaking of the dinar now, that one can seek after without having to fall all the way back to the 391?
Okay. I have one bank that says they have five different rates, I think.
Okay.
It was five, right, Ray?
Yes.
I think it was five different rates, yeah, they are going to be offering.
Okay.
So I went through those. That's only one bank. Now, no other bank has told me that, so I don't know if it's going to happen.
At the time of the 800 number, will you be in the position to share what that one bank is, who that one bank is?
I think so. I'm hoping when the 800 numbers come out that everybody's relaxed now, and then I can call my bank contact and say, all right, give me the full lowdown. So we have it, and this is what to expect, and this is here, because now we can talk about it because it's live. And then we can have our call, and we can put that information out. Okay?
Great. Excellent. Well, that's my call for today. Thank you very much. Good to talk with you all once again.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
972. What's going on?
Good morning, Danny in Dallas. You guys doing all right, I can tell.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, good information. ED Doc, excellent rhetoric on how we're to view life. I was impacted by it. Thank you. It was good, wasn't it, Tony?
Yeah. It was good.
It was. Yeah. All right. A lot of my stuff has been covered, but the thing, I'm going to touch base back on a couple of things. China is presumably still behind this, the whole possibility of the contract rates, and yet even this weekend they've altered their currency value. I'm willing to believe that has no part of what it is that we're doing, because they think not next year, but next 100 years in their forecast. But that is a curiosity. You mentioned earlier that in your explanation that internationally this has already taken place. That confuses me. It may just be a statement that it's locked in. There is no way we can avoid it now, but I'm not understanding why or how to apply that. It's done internationally. Can you help me with that?
I can. I can tell you that over the weekend, some individuals in other countries who do business in Iraq, they have major contracts. They have cell phone contracts, they have waste management contracts, they have cement contracts, they have steel contracts, they have parts for airplanes, they have a bunch of different contracts with other countries. Well, some of those vendors who participate in those areas exchange their currency at the international rate.
All right. Okay. Well, that's I would put it in succinct terms as well. Internationally, it's completed. All right. It makes it more encouraging for us who are waiting with bated breath. I'm not holding my breath anymore, but I'm ready to. And then the last thing, you did touch base on caps. That was part of your reason for wanting to call and interrupt your schedule there. As I understand it, you've stated that caps belong to dinar and dong only. Is that still what reportedly it is? And you would just be curious if it were applying to others?
No, they may have, and just may have, and I want to verify and make sure they're going to finally remove the cap on the dong. So there's still a cap on the dinar, as far as I know, but they may have removed the cap on the dong. That's what I wanted to verify again before I tell you what the contract rate has moved to and how much it is, okay?
But, yeah, okay. But you're aware that it has moved?
The oh, yeah.
Rate. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, too. You don't hardly give any bad news here lately, except here we are again on Monday morning.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I talked to my wife, and, of course, you gave me counsel last Friday, I think it was. Or, no, it was Wednesday. She's not going to go for that. I said too much, and then I had to guard other issues. She's not going to go for that. So as devious as that was and as much excitement that would bring to my little circle of a family here, I had to avoid that situation. But thank you so much.
Man.
I'm going to go back to work. I'll see you later.
I'm surprised she's even talking to you. But okay.
Well, I told you that I've always told her that if she ever leaves me, I'm going with her. I don't have any other options. So.
All right.
All right. Thank you, fellas.
All right. Take care, sir.
All right. Have a good day. All right.
All right. 281 area code. Get you in.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. Hey, let's start over again. Come on. You got to come with more enthusiasm in your voice. Now, what's wrong? Your tires flat?
No, they're not. No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. How are you? How are you, Mr. Ray?
I'm fantabulous.
All right.
I don't know. It's Monday.
Well, you are just...
I don't know what to think.
Oh, I'm good with
how
that.
I'm spending the day hanging out with her.
I'm telling you.
Okay, you all just, what I wanted to ask, and then I'll tell you. When you say cap on the currencies that they have the cap on, that's, we only can get that much on the contract, and the rest we have to get, if we're over, we have to get the rate, the regular rate, right?
Right. Right.
Explain. Okay. Okay. That's what I was trying to understand. The other questions have been answered. You all just pray for my mother. She is in the hospital after we left her. She got really ill. They can't seem to get her blood pressure down. It's shooting up to 191 and higher. So you all just pray for her. And they're doing echograms on her heart. And I think the move and, you know, she's been on the land for 50 years. But it got too strenuous for her because they're building all around her and it got too much for her. So my brother decided to move her somewhere else less strenuous. But we didn't know that it would take a toll on her body. She sounds in good spirits, but she's been crying. So you all just you know, I have trust and I have faith in God, and I do, but that's still mama.
Right.
So I told her I'm going to get a flight and come home, and she keep telling me no, but I'm going home. So you all just pray for my mom. Her name is Mary Paul. So just pray for her and keep her in your prayers.
All right. We'll do that.
Thank you.
We'll
you all have
that.
A great day, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you all, and we're going to the bank.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
So,
alrighty.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. 347.
I'm glad she gave her mom's name. Okay.
Yeah. 347.
Wow. I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised you got to me. I think I was pushed off the Q&A, and then I raised my hand back. I said, well, they probably won't get to me.
You got lucky.
Yeah, but I want to just – yeah, I guess I got lucky. I shot the dice. Came up a winner, huh? All right, so I just want to say, you know, blessings to Ms. Paul and her family for strength and healing at this time. And my question has been answered. So I'm going to just relax and, again, thank y'all for all y'all do and have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, for thank you, thank you.
205 area code, you're on.
Hey, guys, this is your friend from Alabama. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Y'all doing okay?
Yeah, fantabulous.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Cool. I was thinking about the other day. I've been listening at work. I couldn't really come in and talk. On the Zoom, we had talked about some of the contract rates that they was going to do in their country. I have a good bit of them. Is it possible to split it up and let's just say take a couple, 200,000 or 300,000 trillion notes or 100 trillion notes or whatever you call them, and invest those in Zimbabwe as far as contract rates, but then the other ones, cash those in basically for the regular rate, just to see if the gamble would be worth it.
Okay, there's a contract rate here without the humanitarian project, and then there's another rate or contract rate with the humanitarian project. And that's what you want to discuss while you're there. What's the time frame that it takes, what documents you're going to need, everything, what it's going to pay, and then see if it's worth it to you.
Right.
Okay.
I just don't believe in putting all your eggs in one basket. If you can profit a little bit, take a gamble and take a chance, you know.
You can. And ask them if it doesn't get approved, can you come back and get the other rate? If your project is not approved, that's all.
Okay. And so is there at the end of the tunnel somewhere some mad person rubbing his hands, laughing mad, drinking cognac and smoking a cigar that is the one that's going to push the button that's going to cause all this stuff to happen somewhere in the universe? Is it one person?
Somewhere.
Or
is it
a committee?
In a counter universe or this universe? A mad scientist? Well,
no,
I'm sure there's a committee of people. They're not going to give one person all this power.
I'm sure
there's a committee of people who sit down and talk to this. Like I said, we have the five agencies. They all have veto power. And if something's going on in the world that they feel is going to affect it, they can apply that veto. They have procedures once they apply a veto, what they have to go through. But so far, if the IMF says all restrictions have been removed and they've made that public, which they have, that means it should be released and ready to go. That's what it means to me. If all restrictions have been removed from their currency, that would throw it back into Iraq's hands to do what they needed it.
That's it.
Okay?
Okay.
So let's see what happens.
One last question. This is kind of a hypothetical question for Tony and for Ray. The moment happens, it's 5 minutes after the RBs happen. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Please. And make sure that that part right there is done. And then they're going to see how it came to us. Did they send us a link? Did they send us a page? What it is we have to go put up and figure out how to get that done before I can tweet it out to you guys so everybody can get started. And I hope they made it simple. But that's the first thing I'm going to do. And then when that's done, I'm going to dial the 800 number myself, see if they'll give me an appointment, or do I have to wait for Washington's approval somewhere, as I've been told. So, Ray's going to do something different, I think.
Ray's probably incognito. He probably don't want to share.
Pretty much the same thing.
Oh. I was going to say, Ray just feel like he don't need Washington's approval to be nothing, but okay. anyway. So.
Frank Sinatra, he's going to do it his way.
That's
I know, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I'm telling you, I can't wait. All right.
Well,
but okay.
I think it's a blessing, and it's very selfless. On both of you guys' part, that you would stop and think about doing something on a page or put us before you would even call the 1-800 numbers. It's very humble. And we just appreciate your sacrifice and your heart, both of you, you know, and the integrity that you guys put into what you do. I know it takes a lot of time, and I know there's a lot of boots on the ground that helps, but you guys put it all together and do a great job, man, and just keep up the good work. We're proud of you, and we appreciate you. We love you so much, and just thank you. And it's good to talk to you guys again. God bless.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
832 area code.
Hello?
Lines have been distorted today, so.
Yes, sir.
832.
Yeah, you guys keep talking at the same time. He said hello. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you in and out. Hello?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just a quick question, man. For the past few weeks, you've been sitting that people have been changing. So I'm wondering which door the news center has changed. Can we open that door wider? Everybody can go through?
You said you were wondering what?
The door that the people are using to exchange, to go do the exchange process. For the past few weeks, you've been measuring that people have been exchanging. So I'm wondering whether we can make that door wider so we can all pass through that door and go ahead and change.
Oh. You're wondering why they're exchanging and not all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. As I explained, the bank was directed. Well, first the bank did their customers who had $5 million or more in the account. They're picking their own customers so they can get them lined up as a loyalty thing for them. And people they knew had already bought the currency. So they were getting a head start. And those people, they were going through the entire process with and then giving them SKRs. As of last week, when the memo went out, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, because they were bringing people in on Friday morning, and they were having them bring all their currency in and was just going through the process of explaining everything to them, counting their currency, verifying it ahead of time, telling them what their perks were going to be, how it was going to work, how much money they were going to get, how much they get the first day, how much they get in 48 hours, explaining all that to them, and then sending them back home saying, just be on standby for the phone call so you can come in and we can finalize it. So everybody can't go at the same time. They can't get 8 million people in on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So there has to be some kind of organization, some kind of selection process of who's first and who's last. And that's what we're doing. That's what they're doing, is going through it like that until they put the 800 number out. Then it's, you know, a mass call and first come, first serve.
Yeah, because I was thinking when the first, you know, when the currency business got leaked, they didn't want everybody to know about it. So gradually the people began to know about it and everybody got on board. So it's the same something they're trying to do, trying to get everybody off and only few of them get to go. So I just thinking out of the box, that's all.
No, they didn't want everybody in, but I don't feel that they want the people who are in to get out either. They're not trying to discourage you or select them. There still has to be a process of walking the people through, and they're going through that process. Months ago, they told us it was going to be a slow rollout. This is part of that slow rollout, paying people down, getting paperwork done, everything else, so then they just get to the last part, which is the masses. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. 504 area code. Get you in. Five oh four. Okay, 718 then.
718. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning.
How are you?
Super fantastic.
Fantabulous errors to the nth degree.
Well, thank God for that. I'm very well, thank you. I'm curious about G's family, the how do you pronounce their last name? I'm curious if they're okay and if things are going well enough, or do we all need to just find out how much we can help, or did they want the GoFundMe page? How are they?
Okay. Parmars, they are scared, concerned, as they should be. We got to, the 11th, today's the 4th or something, to meet some obligations that they have, which I'm trying to do for them, at least to get them through this month. And as I told them, we just have to go month to month until this happens and see what happens. But I'm going to try and stick with them. They didn't want to do the GoFundMe. They wanted to just give out their bank account and say people just put money in it, which I actually told them don't do that because I didn't think that was a good idea. So,
well,
they're accepting
that's not a bad idea because people can't get any money out. They can only put it in. The bank is not going to let any of them out. I mean, I don't have a large business, but I do have I'm self-employed. And most of my money goes into the bank that way with my account number. And because
okay.
I spoke
and we
to the
may,
bank,
we
I spoke,
may do that at some
I spoke
point,
to,
but
I spoke to the bank about it.
Hoping that the RV happened first so we didn't have to go through that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because what they can do when this is over is just get a new account number. Because I went to the bank about it, and they told me I could do that and that it wasn't a bad thing because people could only put money in. They couldn't get any out. So, and that's why I said that would be a good thing for them because it would be quick and, you know, much faster. But also, when this is over, they just get a new account number. And might I share with the woman whose mother, Mary Paulus, her mother, tell her to make sure that they're not giving her mother anything with that painkiller that they give everybody, the one that they say is so good for people. And it's not, just because I want to think of the name of it, I can't. I did at that moment. But it's, they give it to everybody, your kid, the kids, the parents, everybody. And it's not good for us. And it's definitely not good for people with high blood pressure. My nephew was in the hospital. They couldn't get his blood pressure down for 3 weeks. And Tylenol, that's it, Tylenol. And I went to visit him, and he says, but he calls me, Mom, I can't get my pressure down. And so I said, are you taking Tylenol at all? And he said, yeah, they give me that every day because they claim that that's the best painkiller. It's not for us, no. They took him off the Tylenol, and within 48 hours, they was preparing him to go home. So
okay.
It's just, you know, I'm just sharing. I can't tell you, I'm not a doctor, not saying what to do, but that is something that you can check out because it's happened in my family a few times. As long as they're on the Tylenol, the blood pressure stays up and it will not go down.
Okay.
And God bless them. We're praying for her. And thank you all. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, sir. It's time to wrap this one up.
Okay. All right, guys. We're still here. We're still waiting. They're still anticipating. There's something going on. So the way I look at it, with all those people expecting it all over the weekend, surely something will happen this week. But if not, we'll still be here because we know it is happening. We know they are preparing. So don't be dismayed. Just enjoy your life. Don't let it freak you out. It is about to happen. Too much news at the end of last week for it not to happen. Too much information getting out now for it not to happen. So let's just be ready so we don't have to get ready. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this marvelous Monday. And we'll see what happens as the clock ticks, as the minutes go by, as the hours go by. But hopefully not as the days go by. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Will survive. Oh, any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your Monday.